We all have gone through the flu, and we've had various types of flu. What does a patient who has coronavirus go through? What do they feel when they have the coronavirus?
Coronavirus exists on a continuum of presentations, anywhere from those who are totally asymptomatic, they never knew they had it, to those who unfortunately succumb to it. Most of the individuals, 80 to 85% of individuals, are going to have typical cold-like symptoms, where there may be a low-grade temperature elevation. They typically have the cough, they typically have a shortness of breath, and they may even have some upper respiratory tract symptoms, like a runny nose or a sore throat. It's that other 15 or 20% that's really concerning. Those individuals invariably are getting hospitalized because they are sick. And there was something that I was reading this morning. This is very different in how it's presenting in those individuals who are really sick. They oftentimes have very elevated temperatures, 104, 104 for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Oftentimes in the presentation, it doesn't get bad until they've had symptoms for days 7, 8, and 9. So they're feeling under the weather, they're really feeling under the weather, they need to go to the hospital yesterday. About a third of that 15 or 20% are actually requiring ventilator support. It gets that severe. And it can go very, very quickly, especially in those individuals who are elderly, who have underlying health conditions. So this is presenting very differently than what we would see with the flu. There are certainly some strains of flu that can have significant impact, but we've not seen a virus like this other than SARS, other than MERS, again, related coronaviruses, but a little bit of a different nuance, okay? This is much more contagious than those. It's not as virulent, however. And so it infects a lot of people, but it doesn't kill people to the same degree. The rates aren't as great as they were with SARS or MERS.
So how much can you take from those particular outbreaks to maybe predict how long or how severe this case might be?
I think, again, it's at some level comparing different types of apples. They taste the same, but not quite the same. You have, in this case, a very, very contagious infection. They talk about a concept called viral load. It's literally how many viral particles are present in your system. This is significantly greater than what we have seen with both SARS and MERS. So your body just has thousands upon thousands upon thousands of these viral particles that make you incredibly contagious. And by making you incredibly contagious, the virus allows itself to be readily transmitted across the community. It's not going to kill you, but it's going to make you sick enough that you're going to cough and sneeze and share it with somebody else. It's tricky because it really gets around.